All right, if you were to have a vote of who the most important guy is around Christmas time, I would be willing to bet Robert Moody would come in a close, close second to Santa Claus.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. You're not going to beat out Santa Claus, right? come on, will you? Robert Moody's in studio with us.
You can try. Good morning,
Happy
Robert.
Happy holidays, bub.
Morning. I thought you were going to say Rudolph, but I guess he's not a guy,
you
really.
Beat out, so. You actually beat out Rudolph.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm very proud of that.
So. This is Teddy's unofficial poll, of course.
Yeah. Hey, we got 4 hours to fill every day.
Right on.
So Magic of Christmas kicking off shortly.
Can you believe it? Here we are again.
I can't.
I think the last time I was sitting here talking to you guys, I was in shorts and a baseball cap talking
about
the upcoming concert.
Yeah, that's right.
Now I'm in
good memories.
Now I'm in jeans and a sweater and a baseball cap talking
and a
about.
Scarf and.
But, oh, yeah, we got to take pictures
of you. Yeah, we'll do that.
But yeah, Magic is coming. We start on Friday. We have a total of 12 shows, six this weekend, six next weekend. And we are so excited. We feel like we've been riding a real wave of momentum the last few years. There's been a lot of wow factor with the concerts that will continue this year. There's a great storyline going on this year that's new. The first half of the concert, we're telling a story, and I'll just say it involves our guest soloist, a woman and a man, and we give the image that she is a woman home, you know, stateside, and he is abroad in the service, in the military, and he's trying to get home for Christmas. And I think it's going to be a really powerful story that we sort of weave into that opening part of the concert.
I like it. Something a little bit different.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to see an army bunk bed on the stage and a great little sort of living room set, you know, with Christmas tree and the family decorating, and hopefully he gets home.
You know the Merrill will be all decked out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
And everyone playing will be all decked out as usual.
Yeah, the traditional things that have happened for now well over 30 years are still there. The holiday sing-along, the orchestra, which I think is so incredible, singing "We Wish You a Merry Christmas" to the audience at the very end. Of course, Sleigh Ride, and you never know what the orchestra is going to do on Sleigh Ride. I mean, honestly, I never know what they're going to do on Sleigh Ride. So.
Robert Moody, conductor of the PSO, in studio with us. We were lucky that since the last time you were in here, we had your assistant, Norman Wen, in here. We got a chance to meet him.
And Norman and I are both kind of licking our wounds these days because Clemson and Alabama have had a pretty bad.
I was going to say, is he over the Iron Bowl? Is he over the Alabama-Auburn game?
I don't think I will relate to you exactly what he texted me at that moment. But let's
just say
you guys
are good Southern boys. He went to Alabama. You went to Furman.
Yeah, that's right. We're both from the South, and we both sort of are college football.
Sure, yeah.
And my dad is a Clemson grad, and so both Clemson and Auburn and Alabama had such huge seasons. But Norman has a big role in this year as well. Norman's going to conduct one portion of the concert. I've sort of set up the concert in the past few years as a look at the traditions of the holidays, sort of, you know, Nutcracker and gathering with family and food and chestnuts roasting in an open fire, the story of the holidays, meaning the story, you know, the Christ child story, and then the spirit of the holiday, Santa Claus and the sing-along. And so Norman gets a big role in the spirit of the holiday, and he's great. I think audiences have already really come to know and love Norman through the big Star Wars concert he did this past fall. And so I'm excited to have him join me, you know, for part of this concert on the podium.
And we were first introduced to him during the 4th of July. What does he start on Monday, and a few days later he's before tens of thousands of people on the Eastern Prom?
Yeah, he conducted me singing. So, you know, that has to be the greatest event of his life. He could pretty much
That's it. He's done.
Well, you'd be happy to know that Sandra and I have approved him, too.
Yes.
He's a real classy guy.
You know what? When we first met him.
He is whom approved. now we don't have to say Norman whom.
That's,
when he first walked into the offices here, the ladies are like, do you have to be good looking to work at the PSO?
I know Meredith next door just jumped on him.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Whether we have an astronaut, a cop, or a conductor in here, she's always sniffing around. That's funny. All right.
This tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available. Portix is the best way to go, but always go to our website, which is portlandsymphony.org, for all the information you can want for times. The times do vary a little bit on the afternoon and evening shows, depending on the day.
We're going to throw it all of it. We have a newly revamped website.
Awesome.
949whom.com. We're going to put up all the info. We'll share it on Twitter and on Facebook. You won't be able to swing a dead cat without seeing a pair of PSO tickets.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
Or reindeer. Cats. I don't know why I always use that.
You do say that.
Or swing a reindeer.
Or a goose.
I will say tickets are going fast, and it's we've really enjoying this trend. I was mentioning before this momentum that's sort of built in the last few years, and our ticket trend is moving much faster than it was a few years ago. So I would encourage people to, if they want to come, and I certainly hope they do, to get tickets as quick as they can.
Yeah, last year, you know, I worked with my husband's aunt and uncle, and we had picked a date and everything, and then we couldn't get tickets for that day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? And I had to go. So, yeah, buy early.
Yeah, quite a few sold out last year.
Porttix.com. That's two T's. Porttix.com. Robert Moody, happy holidays. Always nice having you in here.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you guys. 94.9 HOA.